This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What have you seen on the road that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Shannon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
We decided after 2020, we bought a car in 2020, and we decided we were going to take a trip to Illinois. We drove all the 2,000-something miles from Tacoma to Illinois.
Why were you to Illinois? I mean, were you just
throwing darts at a map?
So we just decided to drive there. I'm like, why?
No, we had friends that were military, and they had retired, and they went back to their family. So okay. We were going to go visit because we were so house sick that it was crazy. So we were like, 2,000 miles is not bad. And we took off. We went all the way over, spent some time, came back. We got back into coming across 90, and our car's like 2 years old. We just put the first couple thousand miles on it. We pulled out of Spokane, and I'm driving, and it was probably 9:30 at night, and I saw a dog dash right under my front tire.
Ooh.
And I looked at my rear view, and there was a semi truck behind me. So that dog is no longer.
Did you see the semi make contact with our canine buddy?
I did not, but I did rip up the front of that car. Holy crap.
Oh, man.
The car went right back in the shop.
Well, that sucks.
That was hard.
That's bad. And I've told this before, but I don't know. I'm like 16 or whatever, but riding on 95. This is in Baltimore, but my father's driving. He drives very fast. We've got parents in the front seat. I'm in the back seat. There's not much going on. Like I said, it's at night, maybe 9:30. And this white dog just shoots out of the trees. Tries to run across 95, and by the time you see it, it's already too late, right? So my father hits this dog, and it makes an awful sound. Not the dog itself, but the sound of the thud. And when we look out the back, you see the dog still rolling down the street kind of thing. And my father's like, oh, my God, I just hit a... And as he's saying that, a black dog, who we're assuming had been with the white dog, and these are sizable dogs, about like a shepherd size, he hits that one, right? So we hit the first one. My dad's like, oh, my God, I hit a... Just like, oh, my God. And I cannot explain just how bad everyone felt. Like, nobody said anything. It just got, like, super quiet
in the
car.
You should at least go out for ice cream after that.
I think
that sounds terrible. But, I mean, like, I know it's something. But if, like, my...
All right. I got it to mind. And it is dark. But it... So my dad, he's driving.
I can tell it's dark.
It is so dark. But he ran over a squirrel.
All right.
Right now, as a kid, you're like, all right, but it's a squirrel.
Sure.
And he is visibly upset, right?
From a squirrel. Okay.
Dude, it's so dark. And he's just like, and we're like, you all right? He just goes, I haven't killed anything since Vietnam.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, God.
Right? Oh, no.
You talk about
quiet
ride. Rest of the ride. And I mean, I can remember we were going to like our favorite pizza place. It was like, you know, like a specific one that was like 20 minutes away. And I mean, not a word was spoken that entire ride.
Man, we had a squirrel in Pennsylvania. And it was no big deal, except my daughter, man, right? She's maybe five, so this is real important to her, this kind of thing. Because you see the squirrel doing the dance. What'd you say, Ted? Why do squirrels act like every day is their first day being a squirrel, right? So it's doing I don't know where to go kind of dance. And I mean, there's nothing we can do, man. We're only 65, so you hear it hit the bottom of the car. Not the tire, but you was like, damn, right? So we thought the kids were asleep, and then I hear my daughter go, did we just kill that squirrel? So I turned around, and like, she's already getting misty-eyed, man. So I was like, hey, no, man. I said, he just bumped his head on the bottom of the car, and he's probably, like, rubbing his head, going like, ow. My son's about three at the time. That's the first time he looked at me like, bull ass. But he was smart enough not to say anything because he knew his system would break down. But the way he mean-mugged me, like, you just lied. That squirrel is dead as F. And it's like, yeah, man, that squirrel's gone.
I mean, it doesn't involve a car, but you talk about siblings, right? Because I think your kids are about, like, kind of like Irish twins, like me and my sister.
Year and a half, yeah.
Right. we got fish once for, like, just, like, you know, goldfish in the bowl.
Sure.
And same thing. Like, basically, it was the option was you get two goldfish or you can get a toy. I was still to this day, team toy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She wanted the fish. We got the fish. So, like, a week later, we come home. She goes, look, the fish are sleeping. And I didn't miss a beat. I was like, nope, they're dead.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Just like my toy that I never got.
Yeah, my daughter, man.
Just like my dreams of that toy.
Her first fish, she's like 5 years old. And like anything, man, that fish was gone in like 2 days. But she just started school, so like, no worries, dude. Go to the pet store, replace it. She has no freaking idea. That fish, about a month later, well, no. So she gets up in the morning and sees the fish is floating sideways. Eyes are kind of cloudy. And I'm like, baby, the fish is asleep. Don't worry about it. She's like, okay. So we run out. We get a new fish. She's none the wiser. What happens again a couple weeks later, right? Goddamn thing is sideways, eyes all cloudy again. My baby, she's like, Dad, this one's dead. I'm like, okay. The jig is up, man. And I'm like, by the way, this is also your second one.
Mm-hmm. You could have picked a different name.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.